All right, now, good afternoon to you guys. I'm Patriot Joy. I hope you guys are great. It's a pleasure being with you guys. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. I thank God for Jesus. God is so good. All right, now, the United States got told I do not have to take a reduction on my own money, and I thank the Lord for that, which I'm not going to, by Jesus' goodness, no. All right, now, the United States is so greedy and racist. This is what they did. These buttholes start printing up pretend stocks that has no ties to me or my account. Anything that I extract, I 100% own it. Whether that be diamonds, emeralds, rubies, or pearls, or cash money like this, all right, now, or commodities like, you know, gold, silver, or, you know, does that make sense, whatever else, or diamonds and emeralds, which was demonstrated, there are the supply chains, as you saw a couple months ago, there are the supply chains, about 2 months ago. There are, in fact, other supply chains. The United States still got told anything got strapped by Jesus because of Jesus, and thank God for Jesus. I own it. The United States is so racist and greedy, they tried to steal all my money while trying to lynch me and frame me. They're so racist and horrible. Talking all this BS, these buttholes made up of fake pretend stock, talking all that crap about me not getting my own money. And while they talking all this crap about me not getting my own money, it was them all alone that could not steal my money. Does that make sense? These buttholes try to pretend I'll talk about some 30% of my own money. They had no authority to cut me into nothing of my own money. I automatically own 100% of it. I'm not dealing with the United States. I'm going to China to go to the bank of China of offer it, can't refuse. I am not shoring up their stock as the United States got told this day by Jesus' goodness to go back to Wall Street and return that counterfeit stock, right? There will never be a deal in place, all right? Now, I'm not wholesaling the United States of my money. That's stupid. I own 100%. Why would I take my 100% and wholesale you some of it? No. I'm not taking a reduction for work, all right? No, that has nothing to do with the United States, a global supply chain that is not tied to the United States, that is not linked to the United States, that is not owned by the United States. That was demonstrated over and over again to be coming from planet Earth. All right, now it's from Father God, Jehovah, the Lord, Jesus, the Lord, Holy Spirit. It's from the Lord, but it's all across the entire globe. It is not linked or connected to the United States. It has no connection to the United States. So I'm not taking a reduction for my own money. So anything I extract, I own. All right, now again, I say by Jesus' goodness, amen. All right, now money, you know, diamonds, whatever, right? Does that make sense? Right now, that's the Lord. All right, now. So the United States and all this wickedness tried to frame me. The United States was trying to frame me and allow me to, basically blackmail my signature by them trying to allow me. Do you understand that? The United States was trying to force and coerce me to sign over my rights to my money, which means they had a pure understanding. They had a real understanding that they were issuing counterfeits. They had a real understanding they were issuing counterfeits. So right now, these punks kept saying halls and walls. They had to understand that they were buying counterfeits. I'm not shoring up the counterfeits. It's like when people buy a knockoff brand name like Gucci or something, and they take it back to the Gucci store and they get told no, right? I'm saying no, right? I did not issue the counterfeits, all right? Now, remember now, they understood. They said housing walls. They made me homeless. They dropped up my work. Nobody was ever on the phone. Does that make sense? But, checks are so paper thin now. They'd be a little bit over $100 now. A whole check for 2 weeks. They're so nasty. All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, not just that. Check this out. All right, now, as they called the Klan, they planted people. And then they got their Klan relatives. So, you know, their Klan mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, Klan friends, uncles, aunts, and relatives saying that they agreed to lie on this nigger. And I never did no sin no wrong to these clowns. But they automatically hate me intrinsically because they're racist. They said they agreed to allow me. They said they agreed. Well, they got contacted by, baby killer Joe Biden, Jewish baby murderer Joe Biden, and his Jewish baby murdering son, crackhead Hunter Biden. As they called them and told them to lie, and they said they got all their Klan members in place to lie, calling me niggers and black bitches despite them not even knowing me for my own money and property, right? United States didn't bother to ask me anything, and I don't want to deal with the United States, no. That ship is sailed, no. But the United States didn't bother to ask me anything, right? Does that make sense? So right now, the United States proceeded to frame me, call me black bitches and niggers, and said I could not have any of my own money. The United States are right now, while they printed up fraud stock that has no ties to me or my money. Does that make sense? It doesn't. They noticed how they had been begging for 3 years for my money. They got told no. Basically put, it was not that I paid any of the fraud stock. And what they did was they bought all that fraud, that Wall Street issue, because a Nazi baby murdering racist that was lynching me, trying to frame me to blackmail my signature by him lying on me, planted Klan in a place to lie on me so he could force my signature by lying on me because he was trying to destroy my life. Does that make sense? All right, now call the Klan 3 times. Him and fake preachers and other clowns that call the Klan, these very highly racist Ku Klux Klan Nazis are right now, like, baby murdering killer, all right, no, Jewish baby murdering killer Joe Biden, right? All right, no, his baby murdering killer crackhead son Hunter Biden, right? So they called the Klan to do all this evil against me. I write no saying that they agreed that they planted people in place calling me a nigger, said it's okay, said they would destroy my life. To them, it was okay for them to destroy my life because I'm black. It was okay for them to try to steal from me because I'm black. After looking at me with the best lawyers in the nation for 3 whole years, even looking at me again this year, right? As they terrorized me, lynched me, and tried to frame me, they had a full understanding when these other punks were saying Houser Walls, okay. They had a full understanding. Nobody spoke to me. I'm not taking a reduction for my own money. No. I don't care how much money it is. Okay, the Lord, he don't have a problem with giving it to me. And I don't, the Lord God, Jehovah, the Lord Jesus, the Lord Holy Spirit. And I don't have a problem receiving it. Clearly, he trusts me to do the right thing, by to help people preach the gospel and support Israel until his heart is content, support the gospel of Jesus. And I mean the gospel of Jesus. And there's only one gospel, and there's a real gospel. And it's, and that's, it, Jesus is at the forefront of it, right? I write, no, the gospel of Jesus, real ministry is not places like TD Jakes. Hell no, right? I write, no, but real ministries, does that make sense to write, no, not like TD Jakes to them, no, God, no. I write, no, as this man threatened to murder, kill, and rape me, does that make sense, try to steal all my money, as he threatened to do all men are evil, said he wanted my planes to crash, TD Jakes threatened to kill me, he threatened to rape me, he threatened to steal all my money, he's so nasty. He popped up on me for the better part of, like, almost over a year, you know. Even when Ripple was in his infancy, this, when it was still being developed, he was so jealous about attention. This man popped up terrorizing me, and then when the racist saw that he could not get their stuff done, like, basically, he's just a big pun. This clown is not even on the chessboard. He's on the checkerboard. All right, now, then the racist popped up saying, Cottonfield, black bitches and niggers, they ran my blood. They tested my blood for AIDS. They tested my blood for DNA. They said I was a nigger, and I could not be royal, so they tested my blood. And lo and behold, it came back completely royal. Does that make sense? Right now, so royal that I matched Prince William, right? All right, now, speaking of William, I get to him in a second. All right, now, I'm not the most social person. Lord knows. All right, now, I love my William. I write, no, that's what I grew. I spent so much time when I was alone growing up. I didn't have any friends or anything. I didn't talk on the phone or anything. I have to remember to check back in with William. I love William with all my heart. I am not the most social. So it's something I just really have to work on. So I'm not in all the time. I write, no, that's what, as you can see, I never talk on the phone. And people, like, say it was so odd to see me, like, you know what? Grown person don't talk on the phone to any friends. It's just really weird and sad. No, I don't know what it is. You know, I just never clicked with anybody here in this small town. I just never did. And you know, I guess over years I got so used to hanging by myself, I have to realize that that's not the norm. I have to step back into reality. All right, now, that's what, you can't talk and be with somebody. I right now not be online, so I need to keep in better communication with William. I really do love my William. Does that make sense? Right now, that's the Lord. I right now say I'm working on better people skills and being in better touch with him. I right now, that's the Lord. I right now, but I don't mean to be aloof like that, you know, just off by myself, but I don't know why I'm like that. I've always been like that since I was younger. I write now, that's what, I would hang with Brian, but not at home. Ask him. I never, ever talked on the phone. I write now that I literally had no friends or anything. I don't know why did I always hung up by myself. I would talk about money and stuff, and people would be laughing me to scorn. Talk about art. I like art. People would be laughing me to scorn. Talk about owning businesses. I would get laughed to scorn. It's just like I never quite found anybody that I quite click with here in a small town, right? You're dealing with a small town. You're dealing with a host of mentalities. Does that make sense, right? You know, I never quite found the right mentalities that I click with. You know, and it's not being me being rude or mean, you know? No, you know, that's Florida right now. I didn't have any friends going out, like, as friends and, you know, none of that stuff, right? Does that make sense? No, I've never been to a club in my life, ever. Never, ever. May Jesus strike me dead from mind. I mean, you know, you got a whore on 141 days that can't get on the phone but with no man. I haven't touched anybody, but I've never been. All right, they ran my blood for AIDS. They ran my blood for drugs. AIDS, testis flowers, diseaseless, and everything, because I haven't touched anybody, right? Never been to a club before, never smoked weed, never did any drugs or anything. May Jesus strike me dead from mind. I write, no drugs, no weed. I write, no, that's for the Lord. I don't have sex with people, no, right? So, you know, I was not the most social person. And I got so used to drawing and playing a video game and being by myself, it just became normal, right? I'm 41 years old. 42. All right, just turned 42 this month. I'm 42 years old. You know, I understand William's more social. I am not social like that, so I have to really, really beef up my talking and stuff. I love him, and I always miss him every part of the day. And I don't talk to him, all right? No, but that's the Lord. I never want this to make it seem like he's this or make it seem like he's that. It's just that I'm by myself so much, and I have to get out that mode right now and being a better people person. I am really working on it. I right now, that's the Lord. I right now to keep in better touch with him. I really love my William, but I hope that you guys, all right now, before Jesus, I really do mean that. All right, now that's what I don't care who's out here. Nobody's going to shake how I feel about William. Does that make sense right now? It's something that William always says, like, there's a lot of stuff out here, but it's not worth catching. This stuff is not worth catching, right? Does that make sense? Oh, God, no, these jackasses, no. All right, now that's the Lord. All right, now I really do love William, right? I'm very proud of Ripple. I'm very proud of the Lord I serve. You know, that's the Lord right now, so I'm not interested in anybody else. My eyes are not for nobody else. I know how it feels to have no money, and I know how it feels to have a destined $1 million because that's where it's going. I'm not giving it to the United States. I'm not taking a reduction. The United States start hollering wholesale. They were like, okay, I own 100%. I don't have to wholesale you of the 100% that I own. No. I'm not wholesaling you anything. I'm not giving you anything. No. Remember. You said housing wilds, call me black bitches and niggers. You acknowledge you didn't talk to me. You acknowledge you feel like you did not feel like you had to talk to me. You acknowledge that you had nothing to do with me. You acknowledge that you tried to frame me and got caught by the feds and the international at the top. You got caught by Jesus goodness, got caught first and foremost by Jesus goodness, got caught trying to frame me. You understood your issue and counterfeit stuff. You understood it. Like you got told to go back to Wall Street. Go back to Wall Street and return it because I'm not sure enough your fraud. You can't say green when you're trying to make me homeless. You're trying to lie about 30% I own 100% that's green. You kept trying to be deceptive that's green. Trying to get me, figure out ways to, like, you know, blackmail my signature. That's green. That's jealous. All right, now, it is jealous to, like, print up pretend counterfeit stock that's not tied to my money in any way. But you're delusionally printing up counterfeit stock in racism and jealousy. All right, now, in delusion. All right, now, and it's green. I'm not sure enough for counterfeit stock. No. If you go bankrupt, it's on you. Okay, I slept outside in the car twice. I got lynched for 10 months. I got tortured for 10 months. I got called black bitches and niggers. When I would not voluntarily hand over Ripple, all right, now I got torture and torment and racists were trying to frame me. You had buttholes like TD Jakes trying to cash in off of it. All right, now looking the other way. I'm not helping you. Go back to Wall Street and return your fraud. As you got told, I'm not going to help you, right? No. I had to live through those 10 months. I had to live through being homeless. I had to live through some clown racists trying to frame me. I had to live through some clown racists starving me. I had to live through some clown racists drowning my work. I had to live through telling prayer partners and they recording everything. They send it to the whole world trying to make me look stupid. You got Brother Kate want to be queen so bad. This dude to suck his own dick, right? All right, no, that's for like 3 Miltons gave William oral sex. That's Kate Milton, that's Carol Milton. They keep saying I'm violating people's privacy. There's a third Milton that gave William oral sex. And right now, that's for he banged two of them. Yeah, all right, now, which is so gross. All right, now, like, think about William, his younger self, right? That's for the Lord, I just don't. All right, now, that's for the Lord, all right, now. But, you know, oh, hey, I mean, you know, said Brother Kate was left to the top of his lungs when I was sleeping outside in the car because despite the United States doing racism and torture and war criminal acts against me, despite the United States making me homeless, despite the United States drowning up my work, despite the United States pulling everybody out the phone, despite the United States stealing my rent money, despite the United States chasing me to 3 jobs, and they kept drowning up my work, despite that, they kept filming it, sending it to the whole world, but didn't bother to tell people they were calling me niggers. It made me homeless, but kept, you know, sending the stream to the whole world, but didn't speak up when I was sleeping outside, but kept filming it, sending it to the whole world. They're so horribly racist and horrible. No. I'm not taking a reduction for my own money. They didn't tell you behind that. You kept begging, said, well, make me take a reduction. They said, I don't have to take a reduction for my own property. What I extract belongs to me, 100% of it. I am not taking a reduction to help you racist assholes. Clown hoes like TD Jakes either. And the Obama them, no. No way. I just explained what I went through with the United States. I am being calm, right? You right? So you take it back to Wall Street. You had a full understanding. You know, how, what did you say? Hows and walls. You pretend that walls that didn't exist. What else? You were racist, calling me black bitches and niggers and said it was a cotton field. What else? You starved me. You humiliate me. You embarrassed me. You tortured me. You did war criminal acts against me because I didn't volunteer. You had a full understanding that, you know, I want no dealings with you, right? You didn't. You tried to torture me saying lying walls and halls because you're racist. And you felt mad about me being black and having this type of money, even a person of color. It's not me so much as being a woman. I mean, clearly we've established women are flooding the Freemasons, right? Even the black women, right? Joe Scarborough is black. He puts black women, black relatives through the back door, right? Does that make sense? Right now, like Warren Buffett's granddaughter, I was saying it like that. He put his black relatives, like everything he's spraying is black, through the back door when they thought he was a white man, right? What's up? So, you know, I mean, hey, I'm not taking a reduction. I don't have to for my own money. No. All right, now, that's for what I'm not extracting any more fraud on the North American continent. That would be even in Canada or Mexico and no proximity to the United States. These racists will never delusionally pop their behinds up and never try this again. And these punks with all this begging, they will never pull this again, Jesus willing, not ever. I'm not extracting any more fraud in the United States, any commodities, any money in the United States. I'm extracting fraud in no 50 states of the United States. I'm not issuing stock to the United States to buy and sell. No, not selling you stock. You're some horrible people. No. I'm not taking reduction, Jesus willing, for my own money, no. Jesus willing, not selling stock to the United States, no. Europe and Asia, these kings and queens and princes and chancellors and rulers and, you know, we even get all sorts of messages saying, tell me to come to their countries. I write now to do stock. I'd be honored to help them. I write now, that's what I'd be to issue some stocks so they can buy because I own 100%, which means by Jesus' goodness, I would have to issue it. I write now, kings, queens, princesses, prime ministers, chancellors. I write now, that's for the Lord, all manner of, people of aristocracy. I write now, people, right? That means these people are people, right? I write now, that's for the Lord. I write now, empress, dynasties, whatever, okay. I write now, people are asking that I come to their countries and do the extraction. I can go to Europe and Asia or do it. Like, you know, maybe London, Jesus willing. Or maybe Japan or something, I'm not sure. But I can definitely go to London. I can offer the stock there. So that over in Europe, in Asia, in Africa, in Mexico, in Canada, United States is blocked from buying it. I just explained as to why. United States terrorized me. United States tried to blackmail me by framing me. United States kept trying to blackmail me by framing me. They were trying to make up lies about me in the broad daylight so they could force my signature by them lying on me, so they could force their signature by them trying to twist up something about me. They're so racist. They threatened to blackmail. They threatened to frame me. I write, destroy my life by lying because they're so racist and stupid. They bought all that counterfeit stock. And they got told, okay, I didn't issue it. Take it back to Wall Street. Take it back to the crooks that gave it to you. What's up, right? I'm not helping the United States, right? You had a clear understanding of what you were doing. I mean, even these punks at the bottom saying, wows and howls, okay? They also understood they were buying counterfeit stock and nobody talked to me. And there was no agreement in place where I agreed to help you, right? So you knew full well what you were buying was counterfeit, which you knew full well what you were buying was not connected to my money or my supply chain, right? Does that make sense, right? It's the Lord's supply chain, excuse me. But anything got strapped by Jesus' goodness, I own it, right? It's like the people that drill for oil. When they drill for oil, they own it. The United States has no jurisdiction to tell them what to do with their oil, okay? The United States has no way to tell me what to do with my oil. Does that make sense? I own the oil and I own the money that I extract by Jesus' goodness. I am not taking a reduction to give it to the United States. And so this begging and this racism and entitlement, these punks are right now in this group. So this never happens again. I'm never, ever extracting in the U.S. again. Jesus willing, no. No U.S. territories. No U.S. jurisdiction. Nowhere but U.S. jurisdiction will I extract. I'm going to London, England to do it. Does that make sense? So right now, that's for Lord, or Asia somewhere to offer the extraction to Europe and Asia so they can buy some. Does that make sense? I'm going about my business right now and continue to extract. Does that make sense right now? That's the Lord. I mean, what's up, right? With the United States blocked and not being able to buy it, I'm not taking a reduction for the United States and I don't have to. The only thing the United States has been saying, they will allow me and destroy my life. Said they will allow me and destroy my life. Because a bunch of racists kept saying they didn't have to talk to me, they could steal all my money. They pretended to must have stopped being so arrogant and stupid, thinking they could steal. Banking on that they would be able to frame me and force me to sign away my rights by them lying on me. But got caught by the blood of Jesus, by the light of Jesus, by the Lord Jesus, shining the light, so they can't, by Jesus' goodness, they actually got told they can't frame me. Like, I thank God for the blood of Jesus. I thank God for the blood of Jesus. How these races have destroyed so many people of color's lives. How they just went straight to saying they will lie. How they went straight to saying your life don't matter, they will allow you. How they went straight to saying, despite them putting zero investments into it, calling me black bitches and niggers, saying they will steal my money and take my property, my extraction away from me. I mean, even these racists, they talk about Bill Gates, I mean, he can't even reach a trillion dollars, which is a joke. And Microsoft's been around, he's older than me, I'm 42. Microsoft came out in 1975, right? Microsoft is 49 years old. I'm 42 years old. Microsoft's 7 years older than me. What is Bill Gates' excuse for failing to make $1 trillion? And he's still another trillionaire. Even the oil companies don't have $1 trillion. You can't tell me anything about money, okay? Even your Bill Gates that's been around for 49 years, that's just been around for 42 years, or your fossil fuel companies that have been around for 200 years cannot make the numbers. There's not one oil company in the United States that has a liquid $500 billion. Not one. There's no oil company in the U.S. It's a fossil fuel company. It has hundreds of quadrillions of sales, not quadrillions of dollars, but it has hundreds of quadrillions of sales. Basically, the numbers are impossible without Jesus. I realize how special it is. I don't have to justify it. I told the United States, no. I'm not giving you my money. I'm not taking a reduction. Right now, you have no way to buy into a supply chain. I mean, what are you waiting on? It's a global supply chain. Why can't you tap into it? Because it's not yours. I'm not taking a reduction, no. I'm taking 100%. Were you arrogantly thinking that you could steal stuff from up under me, printing counterfeits that are worthless, right? You kept saying hows and wows, making me homeless, saying you're going to steal everything from me anyway, calling me black bitches and niggers and said I'm nothing to know, but I couldn't get none of my own money. The shoe is on the other foot. You're seeing how that feels. They told you to go back to Wall Street and turn in your fraud, turn in your counterfeit. People counterfeit Gucci, Louis Vuitton, and what is the other one? Birkin every day. And then you notice how the retailers, they do not take it back. And I'm not going to take your counterfeit. I didn't issue those. Those are not mine. Those are not for me. That is not a part of Ripple. I didn't give you those. Ripple did not issue those. I did not issue those, right? No. You guys are just another count. You're just more counterfeiters. People counterfeit every day. What makes you different? You're not different. As you saw, you got told to take it back to the counterfeiters. The counterfeiters on Wall Street and that baby murdering Nazi killer in the White House, right? You kept trying to frame because you knew I owned 100%. You kept trying to lie because you knew I owned 100%. You had an understanding. You kept lying halls and walls knowing I had owned 100% with understanding. All right, now you kept trying to do all men are evil with torture and war crimes against me for 10 straight months because you had an understanding. I owned this. Everything got strapped by Jesus willing. You had an understanding. You had punks saying walls and halls no acknowledging. Nobody talked to me. They had an understanding that the stuff was counterfeit. I didn't issue it because, remember, they had an understanding that I didn't talk to anybody. They filming everything I do. They know nobody's been here to talk to me, right? And I want to talk to them. Oh, God, no, right? You had a clear understanding. This is not get Trump. This man is not even in there yet. But you had a clear understanding. Does that make sense? Or right now that, you know, no, right? There's no agreement reason that dealing with the United States, no way. As you tried to allow me, you threatened to frame, you threatened to allow me to basically force me to sign away my rights by you lying on me, trying to destroy my life, being racist, being nasty, like my life just don't have meaning. You racists have lost your damn minds. These shitholes like Obama and T.D. Jakes do, and Oprah and all of them. No. You're not special to me. I don't care how many TVs you own. He's special to you, not to me. Jesus is special to me, and even Jesus will not like you clowns, and he is the most important. He's most important than all of us. We are just humans. If the Lord don't treat me like that, what make you jackass think won't let you treat me like that? No way. Take your counterfeits back to Wall Street. I am not Jesus willing to take a reduction for my own money. No, I'm not helping you with your counterfeits. Remember, when you were making up these counterfeits, you were making me homeless. When you were making up these counterfeits, you were trying to frame me. When you were making up these counterfeits, you were trying to starve me. When you were making up these counterfeits, you were like, kept lying about 30%, and you doubled back, said you were still all my money. When you were making up these counterfeits, you called me black bitches and niggers. You were making up these counterfeits, you said I'm a nigger and I couldn't be royal. You stole my blood from my house. You tried to steal my formula from me. You making up my counterfeits, you stole a $100 million list from out of my house. Does that make sense? An extraction sheet. An extraction sheet. Does that make sense right now? When you were making up your housing walls, you did all manner of cruelty against me, right? Does that make sense? You had a full understanding that you were buying counterfeits. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Take them back to Wall Street. You're going to go bankrupt if you don't because I'm not helping you. I'm not taking a reduction for my money. I'm not wholesaling you out of 100%, you clowns are delusional. I already own 100%. Why would I wholesale to you? What? How does that work? I'm not extracting anything in the United States. So how can you buy anything wholesale? Everything that's already extracted, I already own that. So I'm not extracting anything in the United States, so I'm not wholesaling anything. So how would the wholesale come about since I'm never extracting again in the United States? How would that work? Delusional, right? No. I hope that you guys will integrate it right now as the United States got told to take his, fraud back to Wall Street. Does that make sense? And right now, 100% of everything by Jesus good is extract. I own it. I thank the Lord for that, right? All right, now that's for the Lord. You had them understanding they were printing up, basically fraud. They had a full understanding they were committing fraud. They had a full understanding they were stealing people's money. You know, people took their real money, trusting racism of the United States so much. People trusted in the racism of the United States so much. They trusted in the criminal activity of the United States so much. They trusted in the unjust treatment of the United States so much. They had trusted in the bigotry of the United States so much, they took their real money and bought counterfeit stock from racists that promised to steal everything from me. They trusted in their ability to steal so much, they took their real money to buy counterfeit stock. That's how fucked up America is. You know, you're on the hook for it. Take your money, take your fraud back to Wall Street. If you don't, you're going to go bankrupt if they don't get your refund. It has nothing to do with me. I'm not taking a reduction out of my own money. Does that make sense? Right now, that's for the Lord, no. Right now, I'm not selling you wholesale for money. I already own, not extracting anything in the United States. No, so you can never pull this again. No. Hope you guys will have a great good afternoon. Thank you guys so much. Jesus willing, no. Thank you guys so much.